Brent Gilmore, you commentator piece of shit. Is this Ruthless Ryan Bear? I want to totally hang out with your girlfriend Davidson. They get here to the party right now. If you don't get here to the party, I got Kevin Bernhardt right beside me. He says,
you're fired.
You're totally fired if you don't get here. Bye. Tell your girlfriend I said hi.
Oh, Brent, you done now.
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. On demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you dig that, sucker?
On demand. On demand.
And now, here's your host, Brad Gilmore. Gilmore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the one and the only, the Brad Gilmore Show. On demand. How's everybody doing? Welcome to the show today. It's a great, beautiful day here in Brad Gilmore land, I guess is what you want to call it, here on the Brad Gilmore Show. On demand. Working on a lot of good stuff for y'all. That voicemail, though, at the beginning of the show, that was one and only Ruthless Ryan Davidson, who's going to be coming on the show soon. There was a Halloween party thrown by my broadcast colleague and good friend, Matt Topolsky, there was a Halloween party that I was supposed to attend, and it got late. I had family over. I was still tired from the actual Halloween night before that I went out for. And I couldn't make it out. So some of the guys over there at Reality Wrestling were giving me a hard time. So shout out to Ruthless Ryan Davidson, Kevin Bernhardt, Rockstar Robbie, Matt Topolsky, Cindy Arzola. I owe you all a round of some kind of beverage. Also, though, I've had a great week. This Halloween week. Tuesday, club going up on a Tuesday. Anyway. I was actually going to the studio, Brian Strick Studios, to take care of a little bit of business, and I'm driving back home. I'm in the midst of 4:30, 5 o'clock traffic. So it was like 4:30 when I was heading back. I get a phone call from the one and only, the aforementioned Matt Topolsky. He said that he had some tickets to go to SmackDown tapings, WWE SmackDown tapings in Houston at the Toyota Center. Wanted to know if I'd be interested and if I could make it out. Oh, let me put the phone on silent. I'm sorry about that, guys. So I said, most definitely, of course. I was like, what time are we all meeting up? I was like, I can just meet you at the Toyota Center. He said, we're actually meeting at, a friend of ours' house, and we're taking a limousine. And I was like, we're taking a limo? Okay. And we actually went out with Walker, Texas lawyer, a sponsor of Reality Wrestling, was feeling a little bit under the weather, so I got invited in his place. Me, him, a couple other people. We all met at Walker's house, and we took a limousine, a Challenger limousine, a white Challenger limousine, two SmackDown tapings. It's a great night, great show. Really fun. I had a lot of fun at SmackDown. There were some highlight matches. Definitely the Trick or Street fight from Dean Ambrose versus Cesaro, where Dean Ambrose wins with a dirty deeds to Cesaro, who had a pumpkin on his head. Saw some Reality of Wrestling stars on the show as well. They were working with WWE over the weekend, some people from the row. So shout out to everybody who worked with WWE this past weekend. The dark main event was Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose, which Dean Ambrose won. So it was a great night. SmackDown. Speaking of wrestling and Reality of Wrestling, this Thursday in Hitchcock, Texas, at the Galveston County Fairgrounds, we will be doing Reality of Wrestling Presents BCW, a television special, Bikers Chicks Wrestling. You can see me and Matt Topolsky calling the action ringside. All your favorite Reality of Wrestling stars will be in attendance. Should be a night to remember, kind of in the vein of a Road Wild or a Hog Wild WCW show from back in the day. Bikers everywhere, chicks, and of course, wrestling. You can go to realitywrestling.com and find out more information. The show's free. And then Saturday, we have our, if you can't make it out Thursday, Saturday, we have our regularly scheduled television tapings in the Clear Lake Sports and Recreation Complex. That's 16511 Diana Lane. where we will be out there doing our show for Soul of the South Network. We have a new season on Soul of the South, and for here in Houston, the Cube 57. And Cube just launched a HD channel, so shout out to the Cube. Tried to record Reality Wrestling this past week, and I forgot it was daylight savings time, and missed out on that opportunity. We have a great show for you today. We have a special guest on the show. Peaches is returning to the Brad Gilmore Show to break down this current wave of Houston rap beef that's been going on. First between Express and EDF, next between Hoodstar Chance and Doe Beezy. And we're just talking about it, just going in over it, you know, giving our views, facts, opinions, whatever. But Peaches will be here giving her opinions on the whole situation and the matter, phoning in from Dallas, Texas, of course. Always great to have Peaches back on the show. And before we throw it to DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix, I wanted to kind of get on a serious note here for a second, a more somber note. I found out, you know, when I was on my way to a couple weeks ago to the Us, you know, Avery Is Us show, his debut show at Fitzgerald's. I was heading over there and I got a call saying that Pam, a well-known Houston figure, Pam, who ran Walters on Washington and then the new venue Walters, located in the downtown area over by UHD. I found out, you know, she'd been battling cancer for a long time. I recently saw her at the Houston Press Music Awards where she was inducted into the Houston Music Hall of Fame. You know, my band 2011 was nominated for Best Rap Group, so we were all in attendance that night and saw Pam. It was good to see her. So anyway, I get a call on the way to the Us show that she unfortunately had passed away from cancer. Very sad. She was such a nice woman. I was, I guess I was about 16, 17 years old. I was in high school, and I had an idea. You know, 2011, my band was just playing all these shows. We played a show called One Mike Houston. Shout out to Hash Brown. We talked about that here on the show, and John Dew. We also played this series called Turning Heads, which was put on by That Purple Bastard. And, you know, he also did Fly Fest, whatever, what have you. So anyway, I was really into this idea of throwing a show. So I sat down with a composition, marble composition notebook and my iPhone, and I put together an idea for my own show that was going to be called the Speak Concert Series, throwing local shows for local Houston hip-hop artists. And I think I was 16 or 17. And Speak was Superb Poets Expanding the Average Knowledge. Well, I thought I was really creative with that name. So create Speak, and I'm like, where should I throw the show? I was out in Austin City Limits, like I said, and I was like, you know, Walters on Washington. I always hear people talking about that. So I went to their website. There was a contact email. I had no idea, you know, and so I decided, you know, I'll throw my name in the hat. I'll see if I can get a call back. And lo and behold, I did. I got a phone call from Pam, and she was saying, hey, you know, I got your email. You want to throw a couple shows? So we talked for about maybe 20, 30 minutes, and we came to an idea of a date. The first date was November 26th. The first Speak Concert Series happened, and I got together with a friend of mine, Jeremiah Gonzalez, and another friend of ours, Andrew Davis, the aspiring me, ADD, however you know him by, and I made them my partners, and we cooked up this whole Speak Concert Series and had a couple of them over at Walters, and it was really nice. It was fun, and I really always appreciate Pam, because that was like the first launching pad for 2011, was playing all those Speak shows that I promoted. We did 9 of them eventually. And it was fun, man. I had so much fun with the Speak Concert Series. I almost need to do a 10th one. I need to get in contact with Walters and try to do a 10th Speak Concert Series. But it was really fun, man. I had a really, I mean, just outright a blast. I had a blast doing it. And that's that, man. So I really just want to reach out to, you know, the family of Pam, and just to let, you know, everyone know that I'm really deeply saddened by the loss of Pam. Without Pam, I don't know where I would have been in my career. She really gave us that first opportunity, and me the first opportunity as a promoter and host to really, you know, get my name and 2011's name out there. So, Pam, you know, I hope you rest in peace. My condolences are to your family. I know there's a special place up in heaven for Pam and all the great work she did for the music scene here in Houston, Texas. So, well-deserved. I'm so glad she went into the Hall of Fame. Definitely a first ballot choice for me. So with all that being said, we're going to get into DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix here on the Brad Gilmore Show, where we're going to be playing the two records in question today when the Hood Star Chants, Dope Easy Beef, also going to talk about Express and EDF and much more here on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. So stay tuned, get ready, and get live. I'll see y'all at Reality Wrestling this Thursday or this Saturday. And like I said, y'all will hear me throughout the Atmos, the ether here on this podcast. So also going to be going over restructuring some stuff here in the coming weeks here on the Brad Gilmore Show and the network. So look forward to that. I'm going to be having a major, major announcement here in the next few weeks. So anyway, stay tuned, and we'll be back with our special guest, the specially educated, the one and only Miss Peaches. Woo!
Look, pussy niggas need to calm down. I really got the game in my palm now. Yeah. Next up, best up, best up, next up. I'm just giving you the rundown. Niggas looking dumb now. Unlaw your ass, niggas looking numb now. I was broke with some hope. They said I was a bum. I'm blowing up, I'm the bum now. I tell the truth cause it sound best. Break it down, make the pound stretch. Pack so damn loud, need a sound check. How you reppin' for the city, nigga? You ain't even seen out of town yet. Don't talk about it, be about it. Hear you talking, I'ma see about it. And you better be a G about it. Hit a nigga with the chopper, make his body do the hookah hookah like Hikiati. Know a lot of people gon' hate. Why, nigga? Cause I signed with face. At least I ain't got a pistol to your face telling you to find the safe. Next nigga, I'm a city, best nigga, I'm a city. Thank God I'm a blessed nigga, I'm a city. Took a while to see, ain't nobody fucking with me. Mister with the face, mom had to come and get me. Would say I got it out the mud, but the water didn't work. Had to get it out the dirt. They shitted on me first, I'ma hit them where it hurt. Used to get it off a pack, now I get it off a verse. And Cali tryna surf, bitches tryna work. Still make deposits on the first. When you in the game, really gotta know your worth. Vacuum sealed packs, baby bottles full of perk. Yeah. Can't walk in my shoes, just follow my shoe prints, rolling my kush sticks. I'm a ghetto boy, hopping out the Jeep, feeling like Bushwick. Heard don't say if she bad like Varn. But ain't no bitch bad like Varn, nigga. My nigga or not, you be fucking with them thoughts. So I take it disrespectful, I'm sorry. Really, I'm not. I'ma charge it to the game, though, just to balance out the wrongs. But I had to get my receipt, cause you said it on the song. Climbing up the ladder till I'm sitting on the throne. A-style nigga putting on for my home. Flip for a concrete jungle full of stones. Northside nigga, bitch, I've been putting on. Kush Mike and long shirt, strong as his own. Told my niggas hold on, it won't be that long. Just want the money, feed my people, then I'm gone. Free my niggas, please send them home.
I'm not new to this. Niggas wouldn't make it on this side. I'm not new to this. I'm not new. I'm not new. Yeah, I know you heard things. Nobody really likes us except for us. Yeah, all I ever needed was a squad, so that's what's up. Yeah, my sound got the whole city away right now. Yeah, so I don't give a fuck about what anybody's saying right now.
God, you believe God got a plan for you, and that You're not in control over that plan.
Fuck that. You know I ain't new to this. I'm true to this. So who is this nigga shooting these dry shots? The same nigga that be bitching every time he ain't mentioned when they talk about Houston in top five spots. So why not shoot a shot at Dope Beezy? Already burn my bridges with niggas who don't need me. My bitch buzz bigger than mine. They don't see me. And I just signed a deal and I still won't see a TV. Old trash ass nigga, I'm gon' get him. This ain't no beef, but on this beat, nigga, I'm gon' kill him. You claiming that you stack bread, nigga, you a crackhead. And boring videos looking like Tyrone Biggs, the most local nigga talking about local rappers a joke to me. I fuck with that. We can talk about that openly. Cause I'm a boat and you just trying to stay afloat. You can overdose on coke and you still wouldn't be dope as me. Reaching ass rapper, just reach on pads. Something ain't adding up and I don't teach no man. But you a phony ass nigga, oh phony ass nigga. I know strippers that be live that'll beat your ass. I said a line about this woman and since he's so mad, that verse that you was asking for, nigga, please don't ask. Cause we gon' clash the second that you come at me wrong. I murdered you in your own song and ain't need no mask, yeah. Before the fame, you know the name, though the same nigga that wouldn't even find a time for a lame nigga. But since he dissing, I just hoping that he listened when they told him you ain't gangster just from hanging around them gang members. And you the type to sign a deal for a chain, nigga. How you the hottest and ain't even seen the flame, nigga. Bitch, I'm the hottest and that's really being modest. Only reason niggas talking is because you said my name, nigga. And I'm not new to this. You hating rappers talking shit, nah. But I'm so cool with this. Even your girl be on my dick now. I don't care for beef, so have several seasons sit down. Especially with a dog that only barking when it's click round. If you're talking money, you can call me for a sit down. And Vari, please tell your hood star, get off my dick now. Tree.
If you the hottest in the city, this the coldest shit my city ever seen. Cash rule everything around me. Fuck beef, hoe, I'm trying to get green. But you can't blame a lame when he trying to chase fame. Even Martin had a dream. And it's the very last time you ever see me entertain a rapper trying to get seen. True story.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. Like I said earlier, I said I'd bring a special guest, and a special guest I have brought. I've brought to the table the most specialist guest of all. She's so special, she was educated specially. She was in special education, is what I'm trying to say. Y'all, welcome back to the program, the one and only Mitch Peaches. Peaches with a Z. How you doing, girl?
Call me slightly retarded on air before you introduce me again, and I'm going to shank you in your kidneys.
I need my kidneys. I need those really badly.
I know you do.
What are you, how you doing, girl? How you doing?
I'm good. You know, I went to sleep last night so I could sleep that whole hour that appeared.
Oh, yeah. Daylight savings.
So I've been up since like 7:30. Right. I've been up since like 7:30. I went over to my cousin's house and played Wheel of Fortune and Mortal Kombat. And
you're a 4-year-old. You're a 4-year-old.
Yeah, but I'm drinking Parmesan Peach right now. So
what is that?
I'm a grown ass 4-year-old.
Oh, you're an alcoholic. You're like an alcoholic special education 4-year-old. So so much to talk
educated
to you about.
Educated
specially is what I meant. That's a higher form of education for people who don't know, okay? Not that there's anything wrong with special education. Peaches, I want to ask you this. When someone says the term, because you've been removed from Houston for a year now, right?
Just about
a year. You've been in Dallas. How is the Ebola scare going in Dallas, actually?
It's not an Ebola scare.
There's no scare?
No.
How'd you feel that? Like, I'm being serious. Like, how'd you feel when you found out Ebola hit U.S. soil in Dallas and you're in Dallas?
The same way I felt about it since it first appeared, like last year. It's a disease that's transmitted how sexually transmitted diseases are. Like, it's not like somebody can cough on you and you're going to catch it. So it's not necessarily something that I was worried about catching because I understand how it works.
Well, yeah, no, I know like the majority of America. Go ahead. You didn't finish.
I didn't freak out about it because it was one of them things where if the government wanted me to have it, I'd have it. That's how Ebola works. Like,
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
You can't catch Ebola. Like,
yeah.
I mean, well, you can't catch it. Like, you have to be, it has to be given to you.
Yeah.
Like.
No different from like an AIDS or something like that.
Right. And I'm not anywhere to be given Ebola. So, I mean, but it's not something that's airborne. If it was airborne, then we'd have a different story. But it's not airborne, so.
Yeah, I guess it was just like an initial shock from America. Like, oh, my God, it's Ebola. And then.
Weird because I actually researched it. So it's like.
Oh, you were prepared.
I don't have no funny conversation. Yeah, I don't have no funny conversation for Ebola because I've heard it already.
Yeah.
And I know how.
Yeah, it's no fun. Like, it's no fun. I think there's like a general.
Not with me.
There's still a general like a scare of people who don't really know because still a lot of people think it might be airborne.
I think people that are afraid of Ebola, people that just do not read, like you do not read what it is. Like it's not the flu.
Well, Peaches, you're a very well read person. Most people aren't
because yeah. I was educated, especially. I'm trying
exactly.
to tell you, you were trying to be funny, but you were being for real.
Oh, I know. You got the best of both worlds. You got the white schools that you always talked about in the past. I went to a white school. And then you have.
I'm pretty sure I never said it like that.
Well, that's my Peaches impersonation. I went to a white school. That's my Peaches. That's my Peaches.
Your impersonation of me has always been trash.
Is it garbage juice?
Yeah. It's like the garbage can.
It's the can of garbage.
Yeah.
But and then you have like you have the thug aura to you. You're educated by the streets too. You know what's going down all the time. So you were. Educated, specially. So no scare for Ebola in Dallas. But let me ask you this. This is a question I wanted to ask you. When someone says to you, describe the current scene of Houston hip-hop, what's the current atmosphere in Houston hip-hop? What do you say?
Like right now?
Right now.
I think it's
a lot
of people.
On this fake Monday morning.
I think it's a lot of people trying to get back to what they know. Like, being around it for so long and then not having been there, everybody's just kind of in the put in work mode. And that's a good mode to be in, especially after AC3. Everybody that I talked to that went to Atlanta came back and was like, you know, they was in the studio the whole time. They're ready to put in work. They were inspired. They, you know, felt creative about it again. I think that's what. So, I mean, I think everybody's kind of putting in work and people are doing what people do. Like, I don't know. I know what you're really trying to ask me, so can we just get to it?
We'll get to that.
Around?
Okay. Now, last time you were on the show, we were talking about people who were being Twitter tight, right? People who were just tight
you
on
were
Twitter.
Talking about people being Twitter tight.
Hey, you know you like Twitter tight, but there's been a few instances where beef has taken on in Houston. It started off first with Express and EDF. Now, I know Express, he's been on the show before. I don't really know too much about EDF. What do you know about this whole situation?
It's not anything that was new, per se.
Mm-hmm.
They at first, I remember it, like, it wasn't anything bad, but I remember them exchanging words. Like,
mm-hmm.
But no, I mean, I think that's a good, I don't see anything wrong with it. I think that in a certain aspect, it's kind of healthy. I'm on this whole, I don't care if somebody else is offended phase of life, so.
Okay. Well, what do you mean? What do you mean you don't care if someone else is offended? Like, you're just going to say do what you want to, or?
Not necessarily. It's always, you got to be mannerable and respectful. But on something like that, if you were doing something like that, if it was on a song and you're an artist and you're a rapper, and if you feel like that's the best way to get it out, I feel like it's kind of healthy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Do it. If someone gets offended by it, it's not enough to go fight them over. If you're going to respond verbally until it's no longer conducive for you to keep responding. Like, that's how I feel about it. But,
so
I mean, I liked it.
Okay, yeah.
I said earlier in the year that it was going to be Twitter beef. It was going to be this record before the year was over.
How'd you prophesize that, Peaches? How'd you do that?
Because I feel like everybody was trying too hard to be like buddy-buddy. Like, I get the unity thing, and I'm not talking against it at all. Like, everybody need to come together, cool. But still, you have people that just genuinely clash. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna happen. It's just, it seems bigger than it is. But it's, I mean, hey, whatever. I liked expressing the EDF scene. EDF's was funny.
EDF's was funny. I did listen to it. I heard Express's, but from what I was under...
EDF's was classic. Like, when I first listened to Express's, I thought it was just that little first part.
Yeah.
When he was like, DEF or EDF thing or whatever. Then when he did that yup, yup, yup line, I died.
Yeah, that was like, pretty good. It was good.
It was fucking hilarious.
Don't get me wrong. Express is a rapper. He is a rapper.
No. It was good. Like, it was, I was like, okay. I was impressed with it. And then I liked EDF's response. I liked the beat he chose. I like how he chose to do it. EDF to me is like a Houston-ass rapper. Like, he's, maybe because I've been around him. Like, I've watched the nigga freestyle effortlessly. Nigga knows Houston culture better than a lot of other people. So, I just think it was great.
See, I don't know a lot about EDF, but I did enjoy it. I did say, though, it was like, you know, why take up all the time to...
Oh, because that's the point of it. Don't stop. No, you took your time to listen. That's the same reason they took their time to do it.
Okay, I don't know. What was the beef over, though? What were they fighting about?
It doesn't necessarily have to be over anything. If somebody comes at you in a song, you either choose to respond or you don't. I don't know because they're men and they felt like it. I don't know.
I think EDF did the only thing he could do was respond. I think that was the smart thing to do. I mean, you just don't want to sit there and be silent. But why was the initial diss?
I think that when you... When you're responding to a record about you, you have to take a couple of things into consideration.
Okay.
If it's somebody who I do not know whatsoever coming at me, I do not care. Because me responding to them may give them more attention than what they would have already had if I would have just left it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Then if I'm going to choose to respond, I'm going to have to respond in a way where this is going to be my last response unless they just murder me a second time. Like, if I'm going to respond, I'm going to shut everything down. Like, I got to respond to you. Okay, so I'm going to be for real. Like, I'm not going to play with you. Since you want to play, here you go. Like, I might offend you. But it's all fair because you're doing it on an artistic platform. Like, that's what it is. It's like boxing.
Well, yeah. Okay, I like that. It's an artsy verbal form of boxing. I think that's a logical comparison to make. Okay, so who would you, though, if Peaches had a crown a winner of that beef, did they both win? Did they both come out looking better? Did one person have the other? I mean, I know you're unbiased. You will say what you think.
I liked EDF.
You liked EDF?
I liked EDF because when he did the cover art, it was a package. You had the cover art, the beat, you know what I'm saying?
Cover art means so much, and people don't understand that. It means the world.
We're in a very visual world right now. You know what I'm saying? You have all of this. Like, it's.
Well, you know, I'm even looking back to like the old school beef.
EDF was funny though. Like, his was funny.
It made you chuckle.
Where if you knew the people exactly, like knowing the people involved, if I'm gonna listen to it, I want to be able to get it. Like, if you gonna, it's like a joke contest. Like, if they gonna rank on each other, I want to laugh too.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like they're playing the dozens and they're just, you know, going back and forth, and whoever comes out with more laughs, I guess, essentially wins. And to go heart back on the cover art, I remember like old school beefs of like LL Cool J and Kool Moe Dee, where Kool Moe Dee was like on the cover and it had like a car running over LL Cool J's Kangol hat. And it was like, bam, what now, son? So cover art,
right.
Cover art does mean a lot. Not, you can't just put the diss out. It's got to be a package, which kind of takes me to the next topic, the next beef. But before, actually, some people said that Express just dropped the diss record because he has a tape coming out and wanted promo for it. What do you think of that?
And that could be part of it also. He could have made it and been sitting on it. I don't really know. Express wouldn't answer my questions on Twitter, so I don't know.
Get at her, Express. She needs answers. You don't duck Peaches. You don't duck Peaches on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's fucking mean. Mean. Don't diss Peaches.
He only answering me. He don't be here for my shit. No, I don't know.
He's not here to entertain you, Peaches, though, I guess.
No, but
I would have entertained you anyway.
I would have entertained me, too.
Exactly, because you're such a nice person. You're especially educated, and you deserve answers.
Brad.
I know.
If I was in front of you right now, that's on me. You do this because I can't physically put my hands.
Why do you think
life.
This is the greatest arrangement for me? I'm safe in my home, and you're way, way away. You're in Dallas town where the Cowboys lost today. Hey, the Texans lost today as well.
But the Steelers are playing right now.
Oh, yeah. You're a Steelers fan. I forgot. Steelers been doing good. Steelers been doing good.
They have.
Shout out
to your
Steelers.
They're down right now, though.
Man, those jerseys, though, are a little busy on the eyes.
I hate those jerseys.
They're tacky. They're whack. I get they wanted to like pay respect to the old school, but hey,
okay,
come on.
Don't go too far. Don't be disrespectful.
I'm sorry. Shout out to you, Ben Roethlisberger. Anyway, the other beef that came up in Houston hip hop recently had Twitter on fire. Even legends like Bun B were chiming in, giving their two cents on the subject. It started.
You sound like such a reporter.
Well, guess what? You know, I've been doing this, Peaches. I've been on TV for like this whole year doing stuff like this. You know what I'm saying?
Did you just stunt on me, Bradley?
Say what?
Did you just stunt on me?
I did. I tried to sun
you. Uh-oh, touchdown.
Okay, regardless. Look at you over there. You're in Dallas and then you forget you're even doing something. Huh?
Nah, I mean, but they had a touchdown. Sorry,
all right, whatever.
I'm listening.
Okay, you're listening. So, anyway, next beef. It starts off with a shot fired from a guy who we actually talked about the last time we talked on the show, Hoodstar Chance, been on the show before, was the special co-host of the first episode of the show when you were late on your birthday. Anyway.
It was my birthday.
You had the privilege to be late, and you still came and did your thing, all right? I'm not knocking you, but he was there. Hoodstar Chance. Mm-hmm. So what's going on here? He has a song called 713 Northside. You know what I'm talking about? Northside.
I just want to say Chance rapped his ass off on that song.
Yo.
Especially when he was like, I tried to get it out the mud, but the water didn't work. I had to get it out the dirt.
Yeah.
What? Go for it. Go for it.
No. Hands down, Hoodstar Chance, best rapping. Chance.
Ever.
Hands down. That's his best rapping I've ever heard.
I'm going to be honest with you. When I listened to the song got sent to me, I had heard, I was on Twitter that day, kind of, because I be watching movies on my phone at work, so I don't really be on Twitter the whole time. But I was on there, and then I had saw somebody tweet waiting for Doe to respond, but I didn't know what they was talking about, so I left it alone. I'm like, well, they shit ain't got nothing to do with me. Whatever.
Yeah.
So at like 6-7 o'clock that evening, I get a text message that was like LOL at Chance taking shots at Doe. And I'm like,
oh.
What? Where? So they send me the song and they like go to 126. And I'm like, okay. I'll listen to the whole thing the first time.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I'm like, okay, well, let me see if I hear it first. And I didn't. I was at the drive-thru at Sonic eating some cheese sticks.
You know, I can't be mad at you, man. I love the super peach ring slush. They have it, Sonic.
So I'm like, okay, I heard it, but it didn't come off as a slug to me when I heard it the first time. But I really wasn't like, I wasn't listening hard because I didn't have no earphones. I just had the phone speaker. So I listened to it again. And then I heard it and then I went back and I replayed it and I was like, huh. And I was like, well, I wonder if he's going to respond because, you know, Doe is like a, depending on how he feeling.
Yeah, Doe BG to me doesn't really entertain that all the time. You know what I mean?
All the time. Okay, he doesn't. So I called him and I like started laughing. I'm like, you responding? He was like, yup. And I'm like, all right.
Man. Okay. Yeah.
And he was like, it's coming out at 10 tomorrow. I was like, all right. He was like, you think I should? I was like, go for it. Why not? YOLO.
So, okay, before we move on. So the song was a freestyle, right, over the Six God beat by Drake that just dropped last week. Hoodstar Chance says, Doe said he want a girl bad like Vari, but ain't no bitch bad like Vari, right? He said, like it or not, you be fucking with them thoughts. Some, I'm sorry. Really, I'm not, right?
Okay, but then like he keeps on going, and then he says, but you said it in the song, so I had to get my receipt, right?
Yeah, I had to get my receipt because you said it on the song.
So when everybody was saying...
What was like, the song? What was the song that Doe said that on?
It's a song that it's somebody else's song, and Doe is a feature.
I remember hearing this lyric, though. Okay, But anyway.
It just dropped like this weekend.
Yeah, I remember hearing it. So bad like Vari. He says, I want a girl bad like Vari.
Yeah.
Do you see anything wrong with that? With Doe saying, I want a girl bad like Vari.
No.
Because Vari, we know Vari V. She's been on the show. Vari V is a very attractive woman.
She's a very pretty girl.
Hey, Vari. So I don't know if there was anything particularly wrong with that.
When I heard the verse, I didn't think anything was wrong with what Doe said. So, in Chance taking the time to actually mention him.
Yeah.
I do understand. Because if it would have been me, I'd have been like, why did you even have to say anything about it? Like, I said something bad? Because I do not think I said anything bad. But since you want to play.
But was there anything? I don't see. Because I put myself in the situation, right? You know, Chance has been in a long-term, well-known about relationship with Vari. And you know, I've been in this relationship now for going on, I think 10 or more months. So I thought I put myself in his position. If someone said, I want a girl bad, like Farrah, Farrah's my girlfriend's name. I'd be like, hell yeah, you do, but you can't have her because she is mine. I'd be hype about it. I don't know if I'd be mad about it. What do you think? Would you be mad?
I don't see anything to be mad about.
Exactly. Okay. So continue. So. It drops. You hear it. You talk to Doe. Doe's like, yeah, I'm going to respond. Now, it wasn't the whole song. Chance's whole record wasn't just directed toward Doe, but the very end of it was. And a lot of the times, the finale of the record is what people remember, right? You know.
Oh, I didn't know the end of it was directed at Doe. I didn't hear that.
No, that's what I'm saying. The end of his verse, that was the one that was directed toward Doe. That was the part, right? It was toward the end of the song where he said something about Doe.
No, it was where he said, whenever he said Doe's name. Anyway,
yeah.
I don't know. I just think Doe's response was hilarious.
So the next day, Doe Beezy over the same beat responds. And when it dropped, what did you think upon first listen?
I laughed hard.
You laughed hard. Now, what'd you laugh at? What was making
because
you laugh?
A lot of it was true. Like I said earlier, when you two rappers dissing each other, it's like a ranking kind. I'm in my head trying to figure out, do I get it? Is it funny to me too? It was funny to me too for the same reasons that he said it. Like a lot of it was true. It was funny.
I thought it was funny. You know, it's a thing where sometimes, because, you know, I definitely have a friendship with Doe Beezy and a friendship with Hoodstar Chance.
This has nothing to do with
I know. And that's what I was about to say. I took myself out of it and I just listened to not my friends rapping about, or my partners rapping to one another. I just listened as a spectator of a sport like a boxing match.
Go, you said. Go. Sorry, I'm really watching football. Okay.
So I hear Doe and he has the lines like, you know, there were some lines that in there I've been if I was Chance, I'd be like, damn man, that hurts a little. Just the it was funny, I mean, though. Like, you know, you're in Vari videos looking like Tyrone Biggums.
You should always be in a position that was funny.
I know some strippers that be live that'll whoop your ass.
Nah, the funny, and then when he was like, you get that, you be crying, whining every time somebody don't mention your name, that was funny. That was funny.
Okay, yeah.
It was.
Yeah,
I didn't, it was funny. Like, my thing is this. I didn't say it. It was put out there. I am allowed to laugh, and I am allowed to think that it's funny. If you have a problem with me thinking that it's funny, that is unfortunate for you, but I am still going to laugh.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you, like you said, I mean, it's somewhat hard, but if you take yourself out of it and you look at it, it's funny.
It's not even that. If it was about, like, my thing is, when you put yourself in a position to be an entertainer or to be a personality or to be someone where people, you're putting yourself in a position to be talked about and to have something that is critiqued or whatever else. So, therefore, that's what it is. You can't tell people how to take or to talk about what you put out there. All you can do is put it out there. If you didn't want nobody else talking about it, you shouldn't have put it out.
Yeah,
that's how I feel.
I think that's fair. I said,
if somebody getting offended by my opinion, I didn't do it. I can feel however I want to feel about it. And if you don't feel the same, we can discuss it. But if I think it's funny, I think it's funny.
Okay, and I did. I will say this. Like I said, I really enjoyed Chance's song. I thought it was really
dope. I like Chance's song, but I like Doe's response.
Yeah, no, I liked them both. I thought that was the best Chance rapping. You know, did I see the shot, you know, or the diss or the jab, or whatever, taken by Chance? Did I see it necessary, like it being like a necessary thing? No. But then again,
I'm going to tell you why I thought that at first, and then I thought about it some more, and I'm going to tell you why. Because at some point, you can be so amicable and you can be such a good person and you can let everything go. The person who lets everything go is not always happy. Sometimes you have to react. Sometimes you got to tell people, you playing with me and I see you. Sometimes you just got to do it. It's not you do it because you felt like it, because it was on you to do. Touch down. Sorry.
No, yeah. But you know, let's also think about it.
But okay, I mean, okay, sometimes, because if it was me, because this is, I say that for this reason. Sometimes you can be so nice to everybody and everybody still take little quirks at you every now and then. And you might let them go. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, when you sitting at home fed up, it's because you ain't said nothing. And why not? Because you didn't want to argue with them or because of what? Sometimes you just got to be like, look, you trying it. Sometimes you got to take people off just because you felt like it. Sometimes you have to be petty. There is nothing wrong with being petty. You just got to be Drake and Rihanna petty if you're going to be petty. Be petty and be real good.
Be petty and be real good at being petty. But here's the thing.
Because I think people just get caught up on this whole like, oh, you shouldn't do this. No, people do dumb things. People make mistakes. People do all of these things. Sometimes you gotta let somebody know you fucking with me and I see you.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. You got to stand up for yourself. You got to put barriers in place for people because they don't know where to put them. It's fine.
And what you're saying is you're saying if maybe Doe didn't respond, it would almost open the door to more people like bashing Doe because they're like, well, what's he going to do?
I'm not saying that because I don't think that. I'm just saying that. Sometimes the loudest person in the room, when they saying your name, you got to talk back.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Well,
with somebody that is really good at being loud and really good at drawing attention to themselves comes at you, sometimes you have to respond. Not because they doing it, just because you got to be like, leave me alone. Like, I see you. It's like, you coming for me because I didn't send for you. Go back and play over there. You out your league right now. Like, it's cool. Sometimes you just gotta be like, you gotta thug it out and be like, nope, not today.
Yeah, I'm not letting that happen today. But okay, so when I saw this though, and Doe's response came out, I listened to him and I'm like, oh man, you know, I was going back and forth. I'm like, man, these were actually pretty dope. And I texted you though, and I'm like, hey, is there something actually going on with these two guys, or is it just for fun? Because it felt like it was just friendly rap beef. If there's such a thing.
I'm not gonna say that it was. This is what I'm gonna say. I'm not going to say that there was any beef behind it, and then I'm not going to say that it was necessarily friendly. I'm going to say that if there was two independent functions, it was two people. It was like one of those, oh, okay, so that's what you're going to do? Cool. Let me play back.
You know, but even Doe said, you know, ain't no beef, but on this beat, I'm going to kill him. You know what I mean?
Right. You don't have to be beefing with somebody to tell somebody. Like, if I tell you don't play with me, I'm not upset at you. I'm not saying that I don't like you. Just don't play with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
no.
Sometimes you have to set barriers of where people are able, like, just don't play with me. I don't dislike you. We ain't got no animosity. Just don't play with me.
But there's no beef. But then the next day, I'm looking on my Twitter timeline. Oh, I'm not even looking. Someone texts me and they're like, yo, do you see what Chance and Doe are talking about? I'm like, what do you mean? And I go in there.
I was at work on FaceTime, and that's when somebody was like, Brando just said your name.
Brando did say your name. Only Peaches can squash this beef. But
they don't want me squashing that because this is what I really think. It wasn't that crucial. But Chance to probably listen to the song again and got offended because it was funny.
Well, okay, but before we get to you, the squashing,
we're talking about fighting each other.
Hold on, but that's what I'm trying to tell the fans, that it escalated to a few jabs being thrown back and forth via Twitter, and then
they weren't being thrown back and forth. They were being thrown. I'm not going to sit up here and say they was being thrown back and forth.
Who was throwing?
Accurate reporting.
Who was Chance was throwing at Doe, is what you're saying. He started, are you saying he's instigated it?
Saying that, yeah, like, it could have been dropped before that. Chance brought that back up.
And it was saying, he said something like, I can't believe I have a whole song about me. Is that what it was? And I hope he performs that or something. It was something to that. Is that what you're saying was the crux of what started the whole Twitter back and forth?
It wasn't a back and forth. That was what was said.
But no, it did go back and forth. At least I saw it going back and forth. Doe responded to him. It chanced back to him.
And it was like, if you want to do this, we can do it off of Twitter without phones and without people, which I agree.
He said, just me and you, tough guy.
I mean, because again, if you had this much of a problem with somebody that you know personally and you're still choosing to handle it on a social network, I'm not taking you seriously if you know me in any fashion. If you have my phone number and you really have a problem with me and you go to Twitter, you're not serious. You are not. If you have any way whatsoever of getting in direct contact with me because you have a real issue with me and you out here, you bout that, and you got that much of an issue with me, you're not going to Twitter. You're going to come to me if you're really trying to handle up on it.
Well, and that's maybe how grown.
I'm that grown. But nah, because I'm that grown. That's how I see it. I'm that much of an adult where if you have a real problem with me and you think that you're about to threaten me on Twitter, I'm about to sit here and play with you, I'm not playing with you. I did a record to tell you I ain't playing with you, and you still think I'm playing. Ain't nobody playing with you.
Let me talk for a second. I think that maybe, you know, sometimes when you're frustrated or you're angry or you're upset about, you know, because not going to lie, you know, if I was Chance and I put that out, I was like, okay, cool, this is my best rapping. Someone come see me. I got bars on this record. And then Doe drops his. Doe threw some jabs in that to where I'm like, okay, I'm going to feel some type of way about it, whether it's just friendly rapness or not. I'm going to feel a type of way. And sometimes when you're frustrated, you want to vent to a large amount of people. And you want to say, man, I can't believe I got a whole song about me. Ha, ha, ha. And that's just him venting out what via social media, no less. But sometimes you want to reach your whole platform and let them know what you're feeling. And then, you know, that's when the whole back and forth happened. I'm not saying Chance was right. I'm not saying Doe was right. I'm Switzerland in this whole debate.
No, what I'm saying is. I don't care about you talking to your fans about how you feel about what somebody did. I'm talking about when you start saying you gonna see me over this. Mm-hmm. I can hear you touching your phone.
Can you really?
Yes.
Sorry, I was texting someone back.
I know I can hear it.
You can. I can't hear the clicks in my own ears. But anyway, continue. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
What I'm saying is it's one thing to. If you're going to talk to your fans, talk to your fans. If you're going to threaten me, come to me. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, okay. I guess that does make sense. Now, as of right now, I really do feel like a reporter. As of right now, no physical altercation has taken place that we know of, correct? No physical altercation has taken place. Hey, I'm just trying to get the facts, Peaches, all right? I'm around all these wrestlers all the time now. I'm not in the in the rap scene.
You're instigating.
I'm not instigating. I'm asking.
Low key.
How am I instigating? I just want to talk about it. This is a talk show.
Low key. Because you sound like a reporter.
Because I sound like a reporter? Yeah. The white guy always instigates.
And then you tread in the middle. Like, you trying not to form an opinion, and you trying to be Switzerland, but talk about it. If you don't talk about it, talk about it.
Well, hey, I'm just reporting the facts. Now, if we're talking straight diss records, I mean, there's no question that Doe Beezy's diss record was better than Chance's jabs at Doe. You know, I mean, there was no question. I mean, Doe just had a lot of ammunition.
Is it fair to judge them like that when Chance just had a little section and Doe made it to?
That's what I'm saying.
50 seconds.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is that a fair comparison? What I was going to say earlier is,
I'm asking you that. You just said they were better. I didn't say which one was better.
No, I'm about to say now. I'm about to address it. Like, you know, because back in the day, Jay-Z of course had Takeover, which was one verse. To Nas. It was a 4-verse song, but 1 verse was to Nas.
Brad, answer the question.
I'm answering it.
Is it fair? How did you get to Jay-Z?
Nas had Ether. I'm comparing the beefs. Nas had Ether, which was a full record, right?
So this was an Ether-worthy comparison.
No, but I'm just putting it in perspective of how my opinion, of how my line of thought is going. Because Jay had one verse, Ether had a whole song. A lot of people are quick to be like, man, he killed him on Ether. When you know me, I think Takeover. Now, if your diss is so great that it does affect somebody in a really dramatic way, with a lot of velocity toward them, with your 1, 2, 3, 4 bars compared
to
their whole song.
You're saying so many words right now, and I really want you to just pick.
But what I'm saying is, okay, I'm saying that I think Doe had some better disses. Chance, I don't think, was going for Doe's neck, though. That's the way you really can't compare all the way. Chance, I don't think, was just trying to kill Doe. He was just stating a couple lines like, hey, no girl's bad like mine. Keep her name out your mouth, playboy. It's pretty much essentially what he was saying. And Doe was like, well, you know what? This is how I'm feeling. I'm feeling 2 minutes worth. And not that the length really dictates anything, but I'm saying it's if I had to choose one, you got to go with the one that had the better stings, which was Doe Beezy's. But having said that, I don't think Chance was going for Doe's neck because Chance was spitting bars. And I got to say, he had a hard rap song that Chance put out.
It took you 10 minutes to say that.
Hey, I you asked me the question, all right? I wanted to answer it the best way.
Why Palomalu happened? Oh, no.
Palomalu is probably out for the game with his bitch ass. So anyway.
Hey, you being so disrespectful right now.
Well, you're being disrespectful with me. I have nothing wrong with Palomalu, but I have everything wrong with you right now. All right? Don't tell me,
Peaches.
Because
it took you 10 minutes to pick.
But I had to state the case. I can't just say one or the other because
Nobody asked you that, Lawyer Bradley.
I'm not Lawyer Bradley. I don't like this nickname you're trying to give me right now. I know you think that was funny when you said that, too, because you chuckled it inside
funny.
Your head. I'm not going
you
with Lawyer Bradley.
You just introduced me as special education, and you mad because I called you Lawyer Bradley? Get
I said
you
were specially educated. Educated specially. All right.
So you going to the parent, like, I don't know that means special ed. You weren't trying to be funny.
Well, which
you forgot
one?
Who you playing with?
Let me flip the script. Which one did you like better? Which one would you pick? If you had to pick one of the other, which one would you pick?
I like Chance's song. And I understand that had Chance not said Doe's name, that Doe's song would not exist.
Yes. So,
I don't compare them.
Yeah.
I like Chance's 713 Northside. I like the song.
That's what I'm saying. That was like a hard rap song.
Yeah, like that was the best I've ever heard Chance rap.
Yeah.
Like I'll be sitting here trying to learn the words. I think it's hilarious. Like, I like the song.
Yeah. No, and I think his new affiliation with Scarface, and, you know, and coming out of the gate with that being like the first release, it would seem, or one of the first.
Yeah, like, I don't have a problem with Chance saying what he said.
It was hard.
I don't want that to be the problem. Like, I don't have a problem. If that's how he felt, then that's how he felt. You say how you feel. You go the fuck for it. I'm all here for it. Not an issue with that. So, I don't have a problem with it. I just think those was funny as a response. Like, I liked it.
Yeah. So it's safe to say that
but
we both enjoyed.
I'm also a big fan of Doe.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're a longtime Doe fan.
I am. I was a fan of Doe before I was Doe's friend.
Yes. So what you're saying is, though, and I think what we're both saying is we enjoyed both records. It's hard to really pick out of the battle of the two which was the one that would triumph because they're almost two essentially different songs altogether. Chances was the better song. Doe had hard jabs toward Chance is essentially, I think, what we can say. So I like to see it end, though. You know, Bun B said, you know, what was going on with them two was interesting. They're keeping it on at rap stuff, and that's what I want to keep it on. I want to keep it on rap, you know, no spilling over into physical altercations. I don't think anyone wants to see that. What do you think? You don't think it should escalate anymore, do you? Do you think we've heard the last of it?
I wish they would fight over this. I'm going to have such a problem if they fight over this.
Yeah, you need to squash any hard feelings,
no,
though.
No, I don't play that shit.
If that starts to get to that level.
Down. No. We all too grown to be touching people. Unless they talked about your kids or your mama.
Kids or mama is off limits?
Always.
But significant other you can go for?
I mean, when I'm not saying it's fair game. Not saying that. But you talk about my mom and my children, I'm likely to come for you first. You come for them, it might depend on what was said in the situation. Like, it might be circumstantial. But yeah. I'm single, so what do I know?
Well, you know, I agree. You know, but I guess that's – I hope it ends here. We're going to do something special, though, for the listeners of the Brad Gilmore Show. After me and Peaches end our conversation, we're going to play both songs. I think we should play both songs, don't you, Peaches? And we should let the people hear and decide on their own who what song they like more, who the jabs were better, whatever. Because I know whenever I listen to songs, I mean, when I listen to shows and they're talking about songs and they don't play them, it kills me. So I feel like that's the only thing fair to do is to play both of these records. Would you agree?
You should have played them before.
I couldn't have played them before. Oh, before we started talking?
Yeah.
Should I still do that? Should I delete this part? No, I think we should play them after.
Play them before and after.
We'll play them before and after. How about that? You can go
make
in
it
cold.
Interactive.
You can go in cold with it and then be all hyped. And then when we start talking about it, then you might change your opinion and then hear it a second time. It took Peaches two times to figure it out. Might take you. Well, Peaches, thank you for joining me on the show this week and breaking down Houston rap beef. This might just be called Houston rap beef with Peaches instead of the Brad Gilmore Show today, because that's what it was kind of essentially about. But do you agree with the statement beef to a certain extent is healthy and a part of the hip hop culture?
I think beef is healthy to. I think beef and some level of competition is healthy to any type of artist in this kind of creative field. Like if you're a rapper and you ain't passionate about it, then what you doing it for?
Word.
So if you feel a certain way and if this is how you do it, then go for it.
Can't say it better myself. The specially educated one and only Peaches is here with us today. Peaches, when are you coming back to Houston?
I swear you on CNN.
When are you coming back to Houston?
Oh, no. Peaches got some stuff up her sleeve and Houston might not make it.
Uh-oh. Well, we'll keep me in the loop, all right? Keep me in the loop, because I got some ideas too, Peaches, that we need to drop on the world.
You should cut the recording off so I can tell you.
Okay, we're going to cut that off now. We'll see y'all next week here on the one and the only, the Brad Gilmore Show. You going to say on demand, Peaches?
On demand.
On demand. Woo!
On demand.
Look, pussy niggas need to calm down. I really got the game in my palm now. Yeah. Next up, best up, best up, next up. I'm just giving you the rundown. Niggas looking dumb now. Unlaw your ass, niggas looking numb now. I was broke with some hope. They said I was a bum. I'm blowing up, I'm the bum now. I tell the truth cause it sound best. Break it down, make the pound stretch. Pack so damn loud, need a sound check. How you reppin' for the city, nigga? You ain't even seen out of town yet. Don't talk about it, be about it. Hear you talking, I'ma see about it. And you better be a G about it. Hit a nigga with the chopper, make his body do the hookah hookah like Hickey Yachty. Know a lot of people gon' hate. Why, nigga? Cause I signed with face. At least I ain't got a pistol to your face telling you to find a safe. Next nigga, I'm a city best nigga, I'm a city, thank God, I'm a blessed nigga, I'm a city, took a while to see, ain't nobody fucking with me. Mister with the face, mom had to come and get me. Would say I got it out the mud, but the water didn't work. Had to get it out the dirt, they shitted on me first, I'ma hit them where it hurt. Used to get it off a pack, now I get it off a verse. And Cali trying to surf, bitches trying to work. Still make deposits on the first. When you in the game, really gotta know your worth. Vacuum seal packs, baby bottles full of perk. Yeah. Can't walk in my shoes, just follow my shoe prints, rollin' my cush sticks. I'm a ghetto boy, hoppin' out the Jeep, feelin' like Bushwick. Heard those say if she bad like Var. But ain't no bitch bad like Var, nigga. My nigga or not, you be fuckin' with them thighs. So I take it disrespectful, I'm sorry. Really, I'm not. I'ma charge it to the game, though. Just to balance out the wrongs. But I had to get my receipt, cause you said it on the song. Climbing up the ladder till I'm sitting on the throne. A-style nigga putting on for my home. Flip for a concrete jungle full of stones. Northside nigga, bitch, I've been putting on. Kush Mike long shirt strong as his own. Told my niggas hold on, it won't be that long. Just want the money, feed my people, then I'm gone. Free my niggas, please send them home.
I'm not new to this. Niggas wouldn't make it on this side.
I'm not new to this. I'm not new. I'm not new. Yeah, I know you heard things. Nobody really likes us except for us. Yeah. All I ever needed was a squad, so that's what's up. Yeah. My sound got the whole city away right now. Yeah. So I don't give a fuck about what anybody's saying right now.
Really being modest, only reason niggas talking is because you said my name, nigga.
And I'm not new to this.
You hating rappers talking shit, nah.
But I'm so cool with this.
Even your girl be on my dick, nah. I don't care for beef, so have several seats and sit down. Especially with a dog that only barking when it's click round. If you're talking money, you can call me for a sit down. And Vari, please tell your hood star, get off my dick now. Tree.
If you the hottest in the city, this the coldest shit my city ever seen. Cash rule everything around me. Fuck beef, ho, I'm tryna get green. But you can't blame a lame when he tryna chase fame. Even Martin had a dream. And it's the very last time you ever see me entertain a rapper tryna get seen. True story.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.
The Brad Gilmore Show expresses views and opinions that apply to Brad Gilmore and his guest alone. They do not reflect the views and opinions of Reality Wrestling 2011 or any other entity.